and welcome to Food for Thought. I'm Dee Anderson.
And I'm Laura Mangone. And we are sitting in the beautiful Stockton Farmers Market in Stockton, New Jersey, which, as our listeners know, we are a local station, but we're also a national station. And as we've said many times before, New Hope, Lambertville, Stockton, my old address is up the street, is a beautiful destination area.
Destination area, so folks from New York, you know, come on out if you haven't been here before.
Absolutely. We're sitting down with Bob Haas, who's currently the manager of the Stockton Market. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Welcome to the market.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Close to your mic, Bob.
Yep. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the market? Deirdre and I know all about it, but please, okay, tell our listeners.
All right. Well, the Stockton Market's been around for around 10 years, and we kind of look at ourselves as a farm market, but also a little bit of a food court. We have a lot of great vendors, all types of food, brick oven pizza, seafood, barbecue, and we also have some crafts as well. And then we have entertainment every Friday night. We're basically a weekend market at this time, and we love being in Stockton, and we have a nice local following here.
Is it just is it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? But it's also Thursday, isn't it?
At this point, it's Friday, Saturday,
okay,
and Sunday.
Nice,
and at
nice.
Some point, you know, we'd like to expand the hours a little bit when we can.
Right. That's fabulous.
You were talking before, we're also here with
Luce Hagar,
who is taking over Bob's managerial position, right?
No, actually, we're a team.
Oh, you're a team. Okay.
We're a team, but I'm getting more involved. I'm based in New York, but have a second home here in the Stockton area, Bucks County.
Where in New York?
In Soho.
Nice.
Nice.
Manhattan. I'm a Staten Island girl.
Oh, wow.
Born and raised in the Village, basically, though.
Oh, really?
Great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Neat.
Terrific. You know, I think the thing is that what we like to share is that, you know, at a time where people are more and more dependent on digital tools, and we've had probably one, maybe two generations of mall shopping, you know, that the farmers market really has come back, you know, and that people, I think Americans love to shop local.
Right.
We want to support local purveyors and artisans and herbalists. And the great thing about the Stockton Market, and I think it's great potential, is it's the next step up, you know, in that it's more than just a weekend hobbyist that goes or tries to sell their products.
Right.
You know, we'd like to see this at some point a real destination.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important today for people to have a sense of community.
Absolutely.
You know? And community is something that's talk the talk, walk the walk. So
right.
Bob and I and our team here, we really like to do more events, more education, more classes. We'd like to make the market a place that nonprofits could
come
access
in, right,
and at very low cost, bring their fans, bring their donors. This is what's needed, and
right,
you need venues today for community to gather.
Absolutely.
You know? And it's not even anymore about, you know, having hundreds of people. It's like Bob and I talking to the elders in the town. Even the people living in the town don't know the history of Stockton. And, you know,
absolutely.
So we're planning some storytelling, right? Right, Bob? Try to bring a relationship to our roots and our history, which is so universal, so important today.
Right.
Can you give a little example? I mean, I'm from this area. Lived in Lambertville, Hopewell, Flemington, Upper Blackketty, so I've always been around this area. But I don't really even know the history of Stockton. Can you sort of tell us something we might not know?
Well, Bob might be able to answer that a little more, but, you know, I think the important thing is, as these suburban, rural, the rural quality that people want, that are moving from urban to more rural, versus skipping over the suburban, you know, experience, you know, they're so disconnected from the history of what's appealing to them, you know.
Right.
And I think then the locals don't feel connected to their own history. Bob, give them one. Who's the storyteller that we've been talking
to?
Well, you know,
a couple of them. One would be Dick Phillips, who was the proprietor of Phillips Fine Wines for many, many years. But some people aren't aware that you know, being right on the Delaware River and having the canal that runs the length of the river, a lot of these towns came into existence due to the barges.
Mm-hmm.
And what the barges did would transport merchandise up and down the canals. And so these towns sprung up as places for the people operating the barges to spend the night, get nourishment. So a lot of the inns
came
into existence and come and trade as well.
Surgeonsville was Skunk Town when it first started.
Was it really?
Actually, wow. Dick Phillips, so I worked for 23 years with the Thanksgiving in the Country organization.
Sure.
And we did the house tours and everything. And he always wrote, didn't always write it, but always had a hand in the historical reference, because as we're taking people around, you know, showing them Hunterdon County, we're telling them about this used to be that and the covered bridge and the, you know, so based in Surgeonsville. But yeah, Surgeonsville used to be Skunk Town. It was the only place in New Jersey to go for skunk pelts.
Wow.
Skunk pelts. Which is a big, you know, it was a big trade back then.
Right. Yeah, I think that spoken word and sharing that, don't you? The sharing the stories.
Absolutely.
Is the perfect kind of thing that a Stockton market we should be doing. Come,
absolutely.
Have pizza, bring your beer, you know.
Even if you do just a newsletter to let people know, did you know? In 1844,
yes,
this happened here.
Yes.
Yeah, I love
there's
that.
There's a lot of history in this area, and it really is a wonderful community, having Stockton with New Hope and Lambertville, and as you mentioned, Surgeonsville.
Right.
There's just a nice feeling.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely.
The locals have had over the years,
right.
And it was a nice place to grow up.
Yep. Where can people stay? I mean, I know of the Wolverton Inn. I mean, for lodging right in Stockton. There's lots of lodging.
I hope so, because that
Wolverton,
used to be mine. It used to be mine.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wolverton was like the number one B&B for many years in the country.
We were very fortunate with some awards that we got, but so I would certainly recommend the Wolverton.
Yeah,
Inn.
Right.
It's beautiful.
For starters.
Yeah, I've stayed now in maybe, I would say, 15 different Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
Little homes and cottages, and there are quite a few
absolutely
nice ones, you know, and the hospitality for the most part has been great, and you get that kind of residential feel.
Yeah. And it's less expensive than a hotel we love Airbnb.
Less expensive. So.
And you can have, you know, something beautiful right on the river that normally may.
Oh, you know, I've stayed a couple of times at Golden Plow.
Uh-huh.
Very nice.
Yep.
Very nice little place in Peddler's Village. You
and
know.
Then if you just go over the river, I mean, there's Holly Hedge has rooms.
Yeah. Center Bridge.
Center Bridge Inn has rooms. Does the Golden Pheasant have rooms? Or
Board
not anymore.
As it does have rooms.
They have a few.
Right. Yes. So, you know, but obviously for the people that don't know, we're literally 5 minutes from Lambertville, and right over the bridge is New Hope, which chock full of B&Bs, beautiful.
Porches is very nice in New Hope.
Right. Very nice.
Another really interesting thing that's emerging, particularly here in New Jersey, you know, is that the farm to table movement and the amount of CSAs and local people growing beautiful produce and seeking ways to distribute that produce, mm-hmm. which is so tied into perhaps what we think is one of the biggest themes now is health and wellness and mm-hmm. getting people to really appreciate bringing farmers together with urban people and suburban people, you know. And so we'd like to see the Stockton Market also do more of that hosting where you can really connect. And New Jersey, of course, has the longtime stigma, right, of, well, it's not New York and it's not Pennsylvania. You know. And I've just been, you know,
but it is the Gordon State.
Yeah, and
people don't understand.
People say, what exit?
Or newer. You know, it's...
Yes, it has that
stigma.
Real, but I really think it's coming out of that now.
Yeah.
And you drive up towards Flemington and the back roads and Pennington.
You could be in the middle of...
We have
Vermont.
Yeah, we have a... We have a fabulous fresh produce, Blue Moon, right? They're
Blue
up
Moon
in
Acres.
Pennington. And so that's a very nice quality, I think, right, Bob, we have here.
It is. And I think, unfortunately, probably a lot of people who denigrate New Jersey really haven't seen the state.
Yeah.
Right.
Because, as you mentioned, it is the Garden State for a reason.
Right. Yeah.
And this beautiful countryside around
beautiful.
Here. There's still a lot of working farms.
Yeah.
And it's
just
a wonderful
beautiful.
Area.
So speaking of the vendors, I'm assuming the majority of your vendors are small families or businesses that are from their farms. They're making products from their farms.
All different types?
Right. Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
I think some of them probably would enjoy speaking
right.
with you
well,
if you'd like.
Well, actually... do you, Lude, want to tell us about the Alchemist Kitchen?
I'll tell you briefly, and then we can have some of the other people. Well, the Alchemist Kitchen is headquarters is in New York, and we opened this outpost part of this effort to connect with people outside of the urban market.
Right.
We're very dedicated to the power of plants.
Mm-hmm.
So your generation.
Products are all plant-based, right?
All plant-based, about a plant-based wellness.
Mm-hmm.
We're the leading grower and cultivator of CBD. And
right.
We're the leading cultivator and formulator of CBD, which
is
becoming more and more popular to give people a plant option, a plant-based option for stress, anxiety, and pain. We cultivate, producing some of the finest oils and balms in the country.
Right.
And just really trying to celebrate giving consumers options away from prescriptive medications.
Right.
And we've just
Lord.
Really getting such an amazing response here.
That's great. You know? And you're open every time the market is open?
Yeah, we're open all 3 days. And we collaborate with all of the other vendors, like
all right,
Metro.
Yeah, we just
like
had
Metro.
Marco
you know?
Just sat down from Metropolitan Seafood.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, Marco. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So Bob and Lou just gave us a really nice description of the market, and I personally know Metropolitan Seafood because my sister and I have been, whenever we're driving around and we need a nosh, we'll come in and get a pound of seafood salad and a pound of this and a pound of that.
Thank you very much. It's awesome.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your
are you related,
your stand
to Mark?
Here?
Yes, well, Metropolitan Seafood just celebrated 30 years of business, so it's pretty awesome. We've been in the market for 10 years.
Right. But you're based in Lebanon, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, actually, if you want to, Jersey Monthly just published an article about us celebrating 30 years of business.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, we're in their February edition.
Oh, okay. We'll check that out. But you've been at the market for 10 years now. Wow.
Yes. So it started off with my uncle Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the guys, and he brought me down as a kid. This was my part-time job in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He actually sometimes would actually pick me up from high school to come to the
and
market.
Help the counter. At the counter, are you flaying fish and stuff? You're just at the counter, or
I mean,
doing everything?
Yeah. I mean, like I have to say, everyone's taught me a little of something growing up. I mean, being that fish itself is one of the last hunted food source, it's kind of like you have to kind of know almost as much as you can and still learn more about it.
Absolutely. Yep.
So
Deidre and I are both chefs, so we can appreciate that.
Yeah, I know Mark.
Uh-huh.
What's his last name?
Dravik.
Dravik.
Right.
And actually, give a little kudos to Metropolitan. I've been going to Metropolitan for probably 25 of those 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And I remember when you were back in the little shop in Clinton, and I was in my 20s, I think, and I was doing a little bit of catering on the side, and I decided to get a whole fish. Now, I didn't go to culinary school.
Right.
So I'm self-taught. Well, I got the whole salmon, and I was like, you know what? I don't know. So I brought the fish to Metropolitan, and who's the guy who's been there forever and he works in the front?
His name is Colin Sears.
Colin. He took the fish. He scaled it.
In 2 seconds.
In 2 seconds. Yeah. And I said, I really appreciate this. How much? And he goes, "That's all right."
Yeah.
He just gave, I think he even threw a couple lemons in the bag. Like, it was just so nice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's been a tradition of ours, again, right, for the last 30 years. We have always, like, complimented our fish with two lemons.
Uh-huh.
Always trying to make everything just...
That's awesome.
...as welcoming and as much as your home as it is ours.
Right. So, we just have a few more minutes before our first break. You want to just end on a happy note? Tell us something about Metropolitan? Or you're here open whenever the market is, right?
Yes,
so Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, being the fact that I am the owner's son,
mm-hmm,
and we are proud and happy that we can keep the tradition not only in Lebanon, but also in the Stockton market as well. I hope everyone comes down and checks us out.
Absolutely. You do. I'll have to say, you have the best, aside from my husband and my own, the best seafood salads, bar none.
Thank you very much.
So even if you just want to come and get a little something to take out and have a picnic along the river, but premium
now, do you
seafood.
just sell the fish here? Because I know at your main store you sell cheeses and all kinds of gourmet items.
Right.
Yeah, so right now what we're doing is we're doing fresh seafood that we break down ourselves. The fish comes in whole and we break it down ourselves. Mm-hmm. That already guarantees you higher quality than most markets would.
Right.
And now we're also bringing down pre-prepared stuff like at the store, the fruit, the
those
calamari
salad. Those salads are delicious.
We also have octopus salad today, as well as an oven seared and a poached salmon as well.
Okay, I might be buying stuff for dinner tonight.
We're running out of time, but we had this topic last show. What do you have to say about tilapia?
Oh, gosh.
Tilapia, it is probably one of the fish that I have to say is easy to prepare,
mm-hmm,
very easy to break down,
mm-hmm,
and as long as you know where you're getting it from,
right,
don't be afraid.
That's key.
I know,
right, that's
people
key.
People have this issue about the one from Japan because it's fed.
They quadruple in size in like 2 weeks, and they grow them in pools.
Over the chicken pens.
Exactly.
Yeah, so we guarantee.
Under the chicken pens.
Exactly.
So the stuff falls. Yeah, it's
well, you
good.
Can trust any
exactly.
fish that you get from Metropolitan, pretty much. Yes. All right, we're going to go to break, and when we come back,
we have a few more. We have Alita here from the Rosemont Supper Club, and we have a few more vendors sitting down with us. We'll be back.
Need new floors? Empire Today makes getting beautiful new floors easy and possible. Let me show you. Empire brings hundreds of samples to you. We call it Shop at Home. The floors are high quality and come with great warranties. Plus, Empire handles the installation. You won't lift a finger. And your job is done right. Shop at Home, quality floors, professional installation. That's Empire Today. Get $250 off new floors. Call 1-800-207-5115. That is 1-800-207-5115.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that?
I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 844-606-8411. That's 844-606-8411.
And welcome back to Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're sitting in the beautiful Stockton Farmers Market in Stockton, New Jersey, just up the river from Lambertville, New Hope, Point South. It's a beautiful destination. If you want a nice weekend away, there's lovely vendors in the market. They're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you can pretty much get everything. From
hour and a half from Manhattan.
Yeah, an hour and a half. Well, not even an hour and 15 from the city, an hour and a half from Philly. You know, this area is so convenient. That's why we love living here. You're right in the middle of everything.
Right. So who do we have?
We have Alita from the Rosemont Supper Club. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Please tell us all about the Rosemont Supper Club.
Well, we are Rosemont Supper Club, or RSC, and Atelier, which is our name at the market, which translates to workshop, which allows us to do a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
We primarily focus on providing locally sourced meats.
Right.
So we have our butcher counter here. We source as locally as possible. A lot of the stuff we get is, you know, within under an hour.
Wow.
I mean, this is an amazing area for sourcing just great, responsibly raised meats.
Right.
We also have a wide variety of handcrafted charcuterie that we also offer. Mm-hmm. And then all weekend we do small plates, so kind of like little tasting plates. Yeah, we have anywhere from 8 to 12 items on our menu every weekend, and you can, you know, select 1, 3, 5, all of them, and we arrange them really nice and pretty on these little boards.
Beautiful.
And, yeah.
That's now, where's your home base?
Our home base is in Stockton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how long has it been around, and what, you know?
We had our supper club on a small farm up here in Stockton, which we're currently not operating out of there right now,
okay.
Which is why we're here at the market, you know, keeping our name and our face out there.
Right.
Yeah. So we opened up the supper club in late 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're hoping to reopen it, probably not at that same location.
Right.
But we're, you know, looking forward to, you know, moving on and continuing with our supper club.
That's awesome.
So when you say supper club, to explain to me what that means. I mean, you
I think when I hear supper club, I think it's a club that I'm going to join and we're going to go have dinner at different...
Well, this all started out, friends of ours pushed us to do like community dinners on their beautiful property up in Rosemont, which is where Rosemont Supper Club came from. We said, well, we have to name ourselves, and it was just a group of friends and local people that we knew that just got together once a month, and we had this great dinner outside, and it kind of snowballed into us starting our own thing.
Right.
And that was, like I said, in Rosemont, so we kept that little supper club name, and we had a 20-seat supper club, and there was a membership involved. Nothing crazy. I think it was like
$25. Is it where the Rosemont Cafe was?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Because
I'm just thinking the Rosemont Cafe, whoever was in there, they had all kinds of charcuterie and meat products. And
myself and Paul worked there.
Oh, okay.
We were not the owners of that establishment.
Okay,
Yeah, you know, it's a small area.
So there's a monthly fee to belong to the club, and then how does it work? People would come and...
Yeah, and like I said, it wasn't much. It was $25 just to kind of keep ourselves as a legit supper club.
Right.
And that came with some perks, like advance notice for Valentine's Day, New Year's, special events. We did monthly members' dinners.
Right.
And would kind of have a focus. We'd have a farmer come and speak, or, you know, a mushroom guy come and speak about his foraging and things like that. So
awesome.
We tried to keep it a little interesting.
That's great.
We did 4 and 7 course tasting menus.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So we're trying to reflect a little bit of that here. It's just on a smaller scale.
Well, it sounds like a lovely meal. If you want to come down and get a charcuterie plate, it sounds great. Yeah. Really great.
So, who do we have? Who do we have here?
Thank you, Alita, so much.
Thank you, Alita.
Alita, you're open the whole time that the market is open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
and
right?
And we also do brunch on Saturdays and Sundays from 9:30 to 12.
Oh, beautiful.
Cool.
Yeah. Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. And now we have Megan. This is great. It's like we got a rotation going here. It's beautiful. So this is Megan from Market Pizza.
Wait, can I say something? I say something? How long have I known you, Megan?
Oh, my God.
30?
Yeah, at least.
Speaking to the mic.
Really? 30 years?
30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew her back when I was working at the catering company.
Oh.
And you were with...
We supplied the rentals. I had
the rental company.
My husband and I had a rental company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Neat.
Small town. We just keep every few years I see her. It's like, there she is again.
Every once in a while, she pops up. What are you doing now? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Wait, is this your business now? Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
No, I'm doing food.
So tell us how it started.
Yeah, tell us about Market Pizza.
Speaking of being involved in the rental, you know, we had sold our company, and I kind of did some bucket list stuff. And then I was searching for something different to do, and my husband stayed in the industry, but on a national level.
Uh-huh.
He was... with a local caterer, and the caterer happened to have started Market Pizza 2 years prior and had said to my husband, hey, you know what, I'm looking to sell this. Do you know anybody? And Matt says, I think I might. And he called me up and he says, what do you think? And I said, sounds like a fun thing to do.
Awesome.
So I never, you know, cook professionally, but I've always cooked a lot because I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, right. And talk about a foodie city. And just
hence the alligator andouille.
Hence the alligator andouille jambalaya pizza you just had. Yeah,
right.
I just had alligator.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you had alligator.
Didn't even know. Andouille sausage on that.
Holy,
it was really
cocky.
It was really good. It was really good.
So,
so how long have you been doing?
So I've been. It'll be 3 years in May.
Awesome.
And I specialize in trying to use as much local ingredients as possible. Of course, in the state of New Jersey in February, that's not always possible.
Right.
And alligator's not local to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. But every week I do a chef special, or what we call the Pizza Witch special, because that's my nickname. I've been dubbed the Pizza Witch.
Oh. Well, that's
nice.
Not very nice.
No, it was because somebody
be nice.
Said that I was a very witchy. Because my pizzas were magical and they made them want to come back and eat
pizza fairy.
All right, we'll let that go.
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know, witch doesn't mean, you know, a bad
good witch.
That's true.
You watch The Wizard of Oz, they had a good witch, Glinda the Good Witch.
Okay.
So, anyway.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, so every week I make a different special. Right now, we're in the winter, I try to do things around themes. Mm-hmm. So, I started in January with doing wild game pizzas. Mm-hmm. I did that for about a month.
Wow.
And now we're into seafood pizzas.
Awesome.
What kind of seafood pizzas?
Well, the alligator is kind of a crossover because it's not really a sea, but it is a water.
Amphibious.
Yes. So that starts our first one. And then we're going to do oysters, shrimp, and clams. Ooh. Those are the other three ones coming up.
I have never had an oyster pizza.
Yeah, and they're all based on Louisiana type of menus. So New Orleans charred broiled oysters are very popular there. And so I'm going to do a charred broiled oyster pizza.
Absolutely.
So tell me the method. So what would you charbroil the oysters first and then
get on the pizza.
You put them raw on the pizza?
Like a clam pie.
Exactly. Right on the pizza.
Yum. Okay.
So I'm going to dredge them in all the good stuff and the butter and the garlic and have the Parmesan cheese and
awesome.
All that fun stuff on there.
That sounds great.
Wow.
No one said that we're healthy here. No.
That's okay.
We do gluten-free and we do vegan pizzas, so we do have healthy pizzas, and we do a lot of vegetable pizzas.
So your vegan pizzas, do they have a non-cheese, like a cheese substitute
cheese.
Product?
Nope. I
just no cheese at all?
You know what? My philosophy, and for the longest time, I didn't do gluten-free because I couldn't find... I can't do it here, first of all, because we're in a shared kitchen.
Right.
So I... couldn't find it, and I swore I would never do gluten-free unless I found one that I liked.
Uh-huh.
And I did. And everybody who tries it loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it.
When you say you found one that you liked, you found what?
A gluten-free pizza that I liked.
A crust.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's shipped in from Connecticut from a company called Still Riding Foods. Give them a shout out there. And it's amazing.
That's great.
Is amazing.
That's
well, gluten-free
awesome.
Products have come a long way, just even
Absolutely.
The past 5 years. You
Absolutely.
Know, you used to only be able to get awful bread.
Excellent.
And now you
yes.
can actually get decent.
Yeah. Everybody who tries it says that it's the best crust they've ever had.
That's awesome.
Crust.
Gluten or not.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Great.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
All right, Megan, any last words? Because we have another vendor joining us.
Yeah, come on down. We're here. We're open. We're one and the only vendor that's open at 12 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
And
the other ones are three?
They're three or five.
Okay.
And we're here till 8 o'clock. Sometimes we're here later than that, based on the music and how much people are having fun. Saturday and Sunday, we're here from 9:30 to 4.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And your pizza's delicious.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
I appreciate it.
I can say that wholeheartedly. I just had a piece, and it was delicious.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
It's
Thanks
nice
for chatting
with
us.
Good to see you, Dee.
You too,
yeah.
Megan.
And now joining us is Dawn from the Alchemist Kitchen.
That's right.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So Lou touched on a little bit on your business, but please tell us all about the Alchemist Kitchen.
We're all about natural.
Okay.
The power of the plants. So we have tinctures, we have teas, we have elixirs and mm-hmm. tonics. We have a lot of natural products. We have natural deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of really wonderful books.
Right.
Not just about living naturally, but also about raising awareness, raising consciousness.
Right. I have a question. Curious. So if someone just comes in, because it's almost like you're set up, you know, like you have a consulting area almost. If you want to, it looks like you have a ton of really interesting books. So I guess if someone, do you have often have customers come in and say, you know, I'm having a problem with this, and what can you recommend?
We definitely have that.
Like, yeah. Do you have anything for menopause?
Yeah, just sign Deirdre up for anything that will help us.
Is there
sleep?
A tincture over there that
actually,
I could take a shot of?
Actually, our best tincture for menopause is the same tincture for our best tincture for aphrodisiac.
Really? Awesome.
Damiana. Okay. Damiana is a really powerful herb.
Damiana?
Damiana.
Huh. Okay. Wonderful.
Sign me up.
And are most of
and
your...
And we also have CBD.
Okay.
CBD and CBD.
Which is always good
been...
for menopause.
Exactly.
Is right. it?
It
Can
is.
You explain to people, this is perfect, explain to people what CBD is, because I've heard so many people say, oh, well, you know, it's pot, or it's, you know, you're smoking pot, or explain what CBD is.
Pot means marijuana. Marijuana means THC. There's no THC.
Right.
It's CBD.
So it's
CBD
a component.
CBD is cannabidiol.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's a constituent from the cannabis plant.
Right.
That is not psychotropic. It's non-psychoactive. There's nothing that's going to get
you're not going to get high. Right.
Correct.
Good. To clarify
it helps
that.
To relax. It helps you, you know, and it, people find it really helpful for sleeping
mm-hmm.
because it calms the mind, it relaxes the body, and it puts you in a space for sleeping.
Right.
It also helps with anxiety, which mm-hmm. I think a lot of us have these days.
Absolutely. We all live in a busy
Damn
world.
Straight.
And then inflammatory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people are having inflammatory issues. And it's a great anti-inflammatory.
And do you take it top? You apply it topically?
We have every vehicle. We have, you know, we have vapes. We have topical. We have sublingual.
Right.
We have water soluble now. That's actually one of our newest products.
So you would
so you
mix
can put it
into
in water. You can
juice
put it
kombucha, or whatever.
Right. Coffee. Yeah. Soup.
Huh.
Actually, Old Wick Soup Company sells a really amazing soup that has our water-soluble CBD in it.
In it?
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's tasty.
And are you talking?
Specifically for?
Relaxation.
Relaxation.
Absolutely.
And anti-inflammatory properties?
Correct.
Interesting.
We also have mints. We have lip balm. We have bath bombs. We have really
Wonderful.
Pretty much everything.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
and
great.
I don't know if Lou touched on this, but we do cultivate and grow our own in Hudson, New York.
He said based out of New York, yeah, but upstate New York,
well,
where
right,
the farms
our main,
are. Right?
Our main store is in New York City.
Okay.
But the farm that cultivates, that grows our CBD is in Hudson.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm kind of stupid with this kind of thing, but so you grow, it's cannabis.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's all cannabis.
What's the difference between cannabis and marijuana?
Marijuana has THC in it, right?
Yes.
How do
it's
you get rid of
grown.
The... Oh, it's the way it's grown.
It's the way it's grown.
Okay.
There are different hybrids. And
like
some hybrids
plants.
Have THC. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And some hybrids have more THC. Some hybrids have no THC and all CBD.
Right.
So it depends on what seed you're using to grow.
Right.
I see.
But
and
it
also,
will always look the same.
Right.
You know, those fuzzy flowers.
I also see a ton of... essential oils?
Nope.
No? Am I not? Oh, those are tinctures?
They're all tinctures.
Wow, look at that.
We carry Anima Mundi. We carry a lot of really great brands.
Right.
But we've added a lot of really great products that the New York store carries. We have Life Straws. We added Concentrace Mineral Drops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have prebiotic powder.
We have everything.
We have medicinal mushrooms. We have chaga extract, reishi extract, rhodiola.
Wow.
And what do medicinal mushrooms do for you?
Medicinal mushrooms, they are learning so much about mushrooms, the power of mushrooms. Like chaga is mm-hmm. a great immune booster.
Okay.
Reishi is really good for relaxing the body. Cordyceps is an immune booster, and a lot of these things are finding have really good anti-cancer properties.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And would you have make tea out of them, or would you eat
you
mushrooms like just sautéed mushrooms?
Not, it's
or?
Not like your typical white mushroom
okay.
or a portobello. It's not.
So
like
you're
that.
Steeping it and drinking tea.
Well, the extract you can actually it's a powder.
Oh, okay.
You can add it to your food. You can you know you can add it to your hot chocolate or coffee
right.
or smoothie or.
Okay. Very interesting. Thank you, Dawn, for sitting down with us.
Well, thank you.
And again, you're open most
Fridays,
times.
Saturday, and Sunday. As long as the market's open, we're here.
You're here.
We're always
okay.
here.
Okay. That's great. Lovely. I highly recommend everyone come down and have a learned conversation about your health and what benefits all of these items can.
And there's a band starting at 5.
And there's a band starting, right?
It's a party exactly. every Friday.
Really?
That's awesome. Absolutely. I've
been missing it,
bottle,
huh?
Bring your friends and come have a meal and
very
enjoy
nice.
The music.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
We're gonna go to break.
We are.
And when we come back, who knows who's going to be sitting
down.
We
have a couple of more vendors joining
us. We do.
At the Stockton Market.
All right. When we come back.
Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-359-9116 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116. 800-359-9116.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited.
They do not give up until you pay.
They put a lien on my house.
How about you? Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start. Sometimes you just need a second chance.
I call Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
At Tax Solutions Now, our affiliates are all accredited by the Better Business Bureau and members of the National Association of Tax Professionals.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Time is running out. Call Tax Solutions Now. Call 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921. 800-579-6921.
Hi,
And welcome back to Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We're in the beautiful Stockton Farmers Market, and now we have Carlo sitting down with us. I'm very excited. I can't wait to hear about all your food as a Goomba. So Carlo's from Da Vinci Italian Gourmet Food. I heard a little bit of what you were saying were specials tonight. I'm getting a little salivating.
Yes, we have, actually, hello everybody.
Hello.
I'm Carlo. we have this weekend I made Italian porchetta alla romana.
Oh my
gosh.
Which
is Italian porchetta, but made with a bunch of other ingredients that, you know, it get not.
Uh-huh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. We want to hear you.
So it's made with, you know, other ingredients that they are not used in other parts of Italy, but I decided to use the Roman recipe this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have the cilantro pesto, which is it's very interesting. Last week we made arugula pesto and it was a big hit.
Nice.
Everything it's, you know, made by me, by hand, usually all organic and grass-fed beef and all natural pork, chicken or whatever ingredient we may use. And everything is made the same way my mom makes.
And where are you from? What part of Rome? Part of Italy?
Originally, I'm from Livorno, which is near Pisa, by the port. So I've been in, you know, the food industry since I was 7 years old.
Okay.
My family had restaurants. I remember being 7 years old and cleaning tables as a bus boy after school, 7 years old. So it's been a, you know, all life passion for me.
Right.
And again, I didn't go to culinary school. I learned everything from my mom. And that's why my motto for Da Vinci is real authentic Italian food, no stunt doubles.
So right. Can I ask him a question? Can I ask him a marinara question?
No, yes.
Go for it. I know what your question is.
Do you put... We once, believe it or not, had Paul Sorvino on our show.
Okay.
He called in. He didn't actually come to the studio, but he called in because he had just written a cookbook with his wife, and it was virtually all Italian.
Pretty much.
His ancestors' recipes. He said, do not put onions in your marinara. Have you ever heard of that?
Do you put onions in a marinara? I put onions in my marinara.
No, I don't anymore.
I never heard that before. Listen, but one of the things for what I tell people as in Italian cuisine, we have the Trinity.
Yeah.
We have the onions, the carrots, and the celery. That's the Holy Trinity. So most of our sauces are made, the basic is always with those three ingredients. And in marinara, you got to have sauce.
Yeah.
You
got to
have
of
onion
course.
In there. You know,
he claims it.
Well, I don't. Yeah, I
know. We both made faces when
we both made faces when he said that. I was like horrified. We have to find out. I can't remember where he, what part of Italy he's from. You know, it could be a kind of.
It could be a regional thing. I don't know.
It could be a specific.
I don't know.
It could be the way maybe his family made it.
Maybe his family didn't have farms where they didn't have onions.
No, maybe they just that's the way they made it. Because again, you know, we
it's
learn
like
from what
French
we,
cuisine.
From
you have mirepoix. It's onions, carrots, celery. It's
and
the
celery,
same.
So it's the same. So, and I mean, garlic, is one of the ingredients that goes into the marinara sauce when you make it.
Right. Sure.
So I always use, my mom always used onion, my grandmother always used onion, my great-grandmother used onion, so.
Right. So any specials that we need to know about?
Like I said, this weekend we have porchetta alla romana, which is, for people who don't know what porchetta is, actually, to explain it very simple, in a simple way, is a pork belly with part of the loin still attached. It gets, I marinate it with salt, peppers, and then I make this mixture of herbs, bread, pine nuts, lemon peel.
And making then, me hungry.
You know, cover the whole,
The pork belly
with it. Then I roll it and then cook it for about 3 hours and until the skin gets nice and crispy.
Oh.
and it retains all the juices inside.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, so it's like a roulade or something, and then
exactly.
you sliced it?
And yep. then you slice it. You can eat it on the sandwiches, like you need, we have porchetta sandwich, or you can eat it.
I've never had it.
With some potato, roasted potatoes.
Oh, it's delicious.
I've never had it. Yeah, yeah. That sounds wonderful.
I recommend you guys should try before.
Yes.
I would love to. Yeah. And I think I see, so you sell sauces also?
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's nice. So people can come in and get sauces for their pasta?
Yes, they can come in, they can buy the sauces, they can pre-order mm-hmm. the sauces, they can pre-order. I make other things that are not always on the menu.
Right.
Like I make Sicilian arancini.
Oh my gosh.
And I have customer that calls.
Those are the rice balls.
Yes, I know. I know.
Okay. Even though I'm from Tuscany, you know, I like to mix a little bit of everything from every region of Italy. So,
right.
I make my own. I make the meatballs. Uh-huh. We make.
You're Italian. You make everything.
Exactly. The Sicilian caponata, roasted pepper. So
beautiful. Well, thank you for sitting down with us. We appreciate it. And you're open when the market is open, right? Friday,
yes.
Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, correct.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, guys,
for sitting down. Please, people, come and see Da Vinci Italian Market.
Thank you.
So now I'm kind of loving this rotating
you're
guests.
Have to be close
this is kind of neat. So right now joining us is Ben from the Highland Market.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us.
Oh.
So, Ben, are you the market that's in the center down here?
I am right over there.
Oh, you're here. Oh, okay.
And what do you do at the Highland Market?
What do you sell at the Highland Market?
My space here is an offshoot from my gourmet shop, which is 5 miles from here up in Kingwood Township.
Oh, okay.
We have 5,000 square feet. Our claim to fame is that we raise the Scotch Highlander cattle, hence the name Highland Gourmet Market.
Right.
Uh-huh. We bring a fresh ground burger from the Highlander every time we come here.
Wow.
We do a vast cheese selection, source cheeses. We have fresh meats, fresh chicken, fresh poultry, smoked kielbasa. So that's pretty much
beautiful.
Bring a mini version of what we do in our
right.
shop.
And do you sell their products to go, or can people buy things and eat them here?
We don't have too much prepared food.
Right, that's what I meant.
But all my products are available. Anything I have advertised, I bring 12 coolers. You see me rolling in with them.
Schlepping in coolers.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's
nice. But they're buying it more to take home and cook.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Nice. Good to
well,
know.
That's what's nice about this market. You can get your... some prepared
you
foods,
can
but
shopping.
You can also
right.
come shopping
yeah.
for raw fish or organic meats and
absolutely.
You know, anything you whether you want to cook or not cook, you can
absolutely.
Come here and listen to the band later.
Exactly. So tell us what's in. I see lots of jars up there. Are those products? I see local. Is that local honey? You see,
local honey is mm-hmm. up top there. We have 12 hives on our farm. But
oh wow!
Our beekeeper, does within a 15-mile radius, and we probably buy $30,000 worth of honey from him. We can't supply
wow.
nearly enough.
Wow,
and
that's a lot of honey.
It's all raw, you know, just spun to take the,
right.
the residue out of it.
Wow, so. Very neat.
And then we do the salts and the oils. We have a... Mm-hmm. An Italian oil that we have a fusta. You can buy a bottle and then come back and get refilled all the
time. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice.
So what kind of oil is that?
That's from Umbria.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you can refill it. You can come here
first
and get
press,
it.
Cold press, first pick.
Very nice. So. Very nice. Cool beans. Well, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. We have one more vendor joining us.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'll be around to take your photo later.
Okay.
And now joining us is Ed from Urbane Tea.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Tell us all about Urbane Tea.
Well, we've been in this market for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We are the tea and coffee vendors.
Mm-hmm.
We blend most of our own teas.
Nice.
And we use a Guaculum coffee for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And at the moment, we are doing a golden milk and a beet chai.
Oh, that sounds
so
delicious.
So for those people who really enjoy healthy things.
Yeah, a beet chai. So yeah. A vegetable-infused chai, that sounds delicious.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
So, but we are actually a tea company that absorbed a coffee cafe, so our emphasis really is on tea. So if you want to stop, if you enjoy tea.
I do enjoy tea. I never drink coffee. I love tea.
So we're your people.
Do you have loose teas?
That's all we
have. All you have. Right.
He's of
laughing.
Of course we do.
He's laughing at Laura. Okay.
You say only do loose teas, which.
I know. They're real tea people. Isn't that somebody's logo? They're real tea people?
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. Beautiful. Well, we'll have to come and see.
How long have you been in business?
We've been in business for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Originally, we were out of Philadelphia. We just recently moved on the other side of the river to Doylestown, but so we're relatively local to the market and
wonderful,
the area.
Wonderful.
Do you have a partner? Or I
yes.
could swear that
yes.
I've yes. met you before.
You have.
Okay. Good memory, Deirdre.
Where was it?
I don't know where you met us, but. my partner, Toby Watson.
Okay.
Yeah, we both started the business 9 years ago. So
all right.
Nice.
Yeah, and how long ago did it, what I see, what is it like? It must have been years ago.
Probably.
Because when you walked up, I was like, wait a minute, T, I think I know this guy.
Yes. Right. We've been here in different iterations.
Okay.
So we started relatively small and we've gotten a little bit larger. But we have never lost our passion for tea.
Actually, were you on this side of the market?
We were right there.
Oh, you were here. I remember you guys here.
Yes.
That's right.
Maybe
that
it was here.
That was a while ago.
Maybe it was here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. It's all coming back to me now.
I've got to...
Maybe we're sitting too close to the CBD stuff. I'm losing my mind over here.
I have a feeling I'm going to be dropping some cash before I leave this place.
I'm definitely buying dinner.
We're definitely. And Ben's meats are extraordinary.
Right.
Awesome.
Good. Well, thank you so much. And you're here when the other markets or the other vendors
are
open.
Yes, we are here Friday from 3:30 to 8, and then we open early in the morning. We are here at 8 until close on Saturday and Sunday.
Beautiful. Now, tell me again one more time. I'm sorry. The specialty that you have today, the chai.
We have a beet chai.
Beet chai.
Yeah. And then also we also have a golden milk, which is a turmeric based drink too.
Which is I take lots of that. It's very delicious for anti-inflammatory purposes, and turmeric's great. So tell me, when you make the beet chai, are you steeping the tea and then introducing
We've actually made it into a powder. So we've done all the work for you.
So the beet is sort of dehydrated and pulverized
and mixed with other things, and you can either mix it with soy or almond or
delicious
or whatever, and enjoy it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ed, for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We have one more vendor, and this is Lorraine.
Lauren.
Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. From the confectionery.
Yes. Yeah, Sha Sha Confection.
Sha Sha, talk to us about confections.
So we make French macarons.
Yes.
And wonderful chocolates.
Macarons, not to be confused with macaroons.
Well, we actually do both. We do French macarons and we do the coconut macarons.
Lovely.
Dunked in chocolate.
Lovely.
And everything is made in small batches.
Beautiful.
By hand, with lots of love.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we do is gluten-free, which is a really big deal
lovely.
For a lot of people.
Oh, great.
So it's all gluten-free. I mean, typically macarons are?
Typically macarons are gluten-free.
Are gluten-free. I didn't know that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, because they're made with almond flour as opposed to, a wheat flour.
Right.
So they're always, well, not always. You still have people who have gluten sensitivities or celiac still have to always ask.
Right.
I think some places do throw some flour in there.
Right.
But the proper way to make them is with almond flour and without gluten.
And so you just decided then, starting with that concept, just to keep everything else gluten-free?
Yeah, actually, I don't even know, 3-4 years ago, my husband, who is the chocolatier and the pastry chef, he started having problems and just went gluten-free himself, and then we decided just let's do everything gluten-free.
That's
and it's
awesome.
Been really very well received.
That's awesome.
And so we have a full line of chocolate and bars, and noise.
And noise. A little noise. Sorry about that.
So chocolate bars and truffles. We have like these wonderful big chocolate cookies that are loaded with walnuts and they are gluten-free, and then we have wonderful gluten-free brownies.
Nice.
So people really appreciate that. We also have a lot of dairy-free options, vegan options, and with more and more people with eating, you know, lifestyle choices or eating difficulties, people are really appreciative.
So you're around the corner, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Do you have morning baked goods? Do you have scones? And I think I've had...
Oh, no, no. We're, like, right here, right by the front door.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes,
but
yes,
do you have morning items?
No.
No, you don't?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many vendors. There's so many vendors here. It's hard to keep everybody straight.
There's a lot of water. I think you're probably talking about Sweet Melissa.
Oh, perhaps.
Who does perhaps. Like, it's kind of a full bakery.
Yeah.
And they do wonderful things.
Yeah.
So some really wonderful things there too.
Right.
And so people, especially if they have celiac, they can feel safe coming to you knowing that there's no cross-contamination, there's no nothing.
So and everything we have is, I mean, our macarons, people have come back from trips to Paris and said, we had your macarons, and they are better than what we've had in Paris. And we've been having a lot of people actually say that. Our
things are wonderful,
and we don't use any compounds. Everything is naturally flavored.
Wonderful.
And it's really wonderful. So
that's great.
Worth the trip.
And Lauren, I've been asking this of absolutely everyone that sat down. You're open the regular hours that you're here when
Friday,
the regular
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay,
yes.
Lovely.
Yeah.
So this is the place to be, people.
Yeah,
Friday, Saturday,
Friday
and Sunday. Friday night.
Check it out. Spend the weekend.
There's music on Friday nights.
Yeah, lots of fun Friday night. Really lively. People come, have a wonderful dinner, great dessert. Always lots of fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, everyone that joined us today at the Stockton Farmers Market. We highly recommend you coming. And if you are listening to us on our national station, certainly a destination.
Come for a long weekend. It's gorgeous.
New Hope, Lambertville, Stockton area is absolutely beautiful. And obviously you can get some really good food.
All right, we're running out of time.
We will see you next week.
Be with us next week on Food for Thought.